But first, Arizona Public Service, APS, says it will repay about 12,000 customers who may have led to sign up, who may have been led to sign up for rate plans that instead of saving them money could cost them hundreds of dollars more each year. That was thanks to bad advice from its online rating tool, which was first reported by Ryan Rendazzo at the Arizona Republic. Now, state utility regulators want to know exactly what went wrong, and our next guest wants an independent investigator to get some answers. Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson joins us now. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
So why is it important to you that this be independently investigated? What are you after here?
I just want to make sure that we know precisely the number of folks who were impacted by this error. Because, you know, APS has indicated that 12,000 folks may have received faulty information and as a result chosen a plan that they were told was the most cost effective for them, but in fact cost them much more, in some cases as much as $400 more a year. Mm-hmm. And so I want to confirm independently that all of the customers that may have been impacted by this error are in fact able to participate in the remedy that the commission is calling for and the refunds and the credits that APS will provide.
Because at this point, APS is just saying, here are the 12,000 that we've identified.
That's exactly right. And so at this point, we need to independently verify that. We need to confirm that, in fact, all customers that could have been impacted have this remedy available to them.
Are you interested in looking into what went wrong in terms of this online tool and why it was calculating these costs wrong, incorrectly for customers?
Absolutely. I want to understand all of the facts surrounding this scenario. For example, when did it go wrong? We need to understand precisely so that we can know who was impacted. And secondly, when did APS know that it went wrong? APS has indicated that they learned about the error when I filed a document to our processes at the Corporation Commission indicating that we'd received a complaint about this error from two customers. And I want to be able to learn whether, in fact, that was the earliest time at which they learned of the error. We want to be able to ensure that the management at APS is providing proper oversight of this very important tool and resource for customers.
Have you and your colleagues at the commission received any kind of explanation on this from APS at this point?
The only explanation that we've received is that they've identified that the error began in February, but I've not received any indication as to the facts that lead them to believe that the error began in February. And so that's what I want the hearing officer to evaluate. I want all of the evidence to be brought forward in a hearing, and so that the evidence can be evaluated, a record can be established. And then the commission can evaluate that record and determine what are the proper remedies, both for the customers, refunds, who all was impacted, make sure that all are able to participate in the refunds. But then secondly, what are the appropriate remedies for the regulated utility? This is a significant error, and we need to ensure that these types of errors do not occur.
Is this kind of independent investigation, you think, contingent on that? Like, what can customers expect going forward? If you do this kind of investigation, will you be able to protect them from this kind of thing happening again?
Well, that's exactly what we want to learn from the investigation. What went wrong and what processes have been changed to ensure that that doesn't happen again? APS has indicated that this tool was outsourced, that they hired a third-party vendor to provide the tool, that it was not based on the actual billing data, but instead some interval data that led to some of these errors. I want to understand, you know, what was the decision-making process that led to those decisions and ensure that we don't have something like that happen again. You know, this is a critical tool. All of us at the commission, folks in the media, the utility have been advising folks that they should use this tool to understand what is their most cost-effective rate plan based on their actual usage, because about half of customers are on a plan that is not their most cost-effective. And so it's very frustrating that when folks followed that admonition and went out and used this tool, in fact, in some cases, it's been shown it provided them faulty information.
All right. That is Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.